Chapter 1. Understanding Stage Fright. Racing heart, sweaty palms, queasy stomach, wobbling knees, shaking hands, dry throat, and sometimes mild dizziness. You know what we're talking about. You've been there, and you know the feeling. Regardless of whether you're addressing a crowd of 5, 50, or 5,000, speaking in public is a terrifying and gut-wrenching experience to many of us. If you dread the thought of going up on stage to perform, or simply stand in front of the class to recite a well-memorized poem, you can be sure that you're not alone. There are thousands, if not millions, of people who suffer from performance anxiety, also known as stage fright. Almost everyone who has first stepped up onto the stage to perform, or even spoken up in the class, would know that stage fright is very real and natural. Even established and experienced performers, singers, musicians, and other performing artists have a twinge of stage fright, which they have successfully managed to control and overcome. So, what is stage fright exactly? Performance anxiety, or stage fright, is a debilitating fear of speaking or performing in public. Stage fright is an exaggerated form of anxiety and nervousness you get before public speaking, a song or dance performance, a recital, or performing. The feeling of nervousness, anxiousness, and fear attacks you ahead of performing in front of a group of people or in front of a camera. You tend to anticipate and expect negative responses to your performance. Furthermore, you have unrealistic negative expectations from the performance. Moreover, you have the inexplicable desire to avoid the performance. Some of us have had the urge to run away from the location just minutes before the performance. Acute panic, nervousness, and anxiety are the common symptoms of stage fright experienced by people. Once the performance is over, you tend to appraise your performance by looking back at your act. This stage fright is also called glossophobia if it's related to public speaking. The anxiety or stress attack does not happen minutes before the event. In fact, the fear of the performance can start long before the actual event is slated to take place. Some of you might be scared of addressing a large group of people. While some of us are shy and nervous when we have to talk to a stranger at the library or the mall. However, we have to identify reasons as to why stage fright is prevalent among many people. What is it that makes addressing a crowd or performing in front of a few tens of people makes us nervous and scared? One of the simplest answers would be being on stage. However, being on stage is not as scary or dangerous when compared to scuba diving or even riding the roller coaster. However, many of us are willing to take a shot at the roller coaster than give a 20-minute speech to a group of 100 interested people.